Let's start at the top. We have lots of digital media files to get through here. Let's talk about what happened in the Supreme Court hearing yesterday. Digital media file number one. Justice Sotomayor. I agree with the legals that say that the Supremes are either going to side with Trump, one, for blanket immunity, less likely, more likely, say, send it back to Judge Chatka, and tell her, these are the things that you must answer, and you must answer them specifically. And so when the highest court in the land smacks you down, and you're like, no, you sent lazy work up here. We're not doing the work for you. You need to do the work. And then as soon as she does, Trump's going to appeal that. And it's going right back to the Supreme Court. But here are some of what the arguments were on. I think it's just interesting, historically speaking, because it's never happened before. 234 years under the Constitution, not one president has ever tried to prosecute his predecessor until now. What is happening?
Can be alleged, but it has to be proven. Malum in se is a concept long viewed as appropriate in law, that there's some things that are so fundamentally evil that they have to be protected against. Now, I think, and your answer below, I'm going to give you a chance to say if you stay by it. If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person,
this is so convoluted and
he orders
so stupid,
the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons. He's not doing it like President Obama is alleged to have done it, to protect the country from a terrorist. He's doing it for personal gain. And isn't that the nature of the allegations here? That he's not doing them, doing these acts in furtherance of an official responsibility. He's doing it for personal gain.
I agree with that characterization of the indictment, and that confirms immunity, because the characterization is that there's a series of official acts that were done for an unlawful.
No, because immunity says even if you did it for personal gain, we won't hold you responsible. How could that be?
That scenario is completely and totally redonkulous. It's preposterous. But there you heard it. Well, what if he wants to attack? And she's talking about Trump, obviously. This is the Crusade Radio Network. Obviously, she's talking about Trump. Even though nothing of the sort had happened, and he had, if he wanted to have Obama assassinated, he had 4 years to do it. Now, there is a president out there that I would be very fearful of who probably is trying to have his rival assassinated, if not directly assassinated. At least he is trying then to assassinate his character. So who would this actually apply to? It would apply to Biden. But that was one of the hypothetical arguments, which is why when people are going, I think that what's happening here, they are grasping at straws. What John Roberts said is probably what's going to happen. It's probably going to be sent back down, and then that judge is going to have to make up some, and she'll have to make it up because it's never happened before, some sort of rule. And then that will be that. So we'll start with that one. Now, Ketanji Brown, Justice Pederast, goes even further around in the left field. And I'm listening to this, and I just pulled the plug on it yesterday. I came on, I said, you know, I think you guys would be better off listening to Parrot Talk than you ever would any of this nonsense. So I'm not going to play the entire Ketanji Brown clip. Here's a part of it.
Okay, thank you.
Justice Jackson?
So I think I now understand better your position. In your discussions with Justice Kavanaugh, it became clear that you are saying that for the private acts of a president, there's no immunity, but for the official acts of the president, there is immunity. Is that your position?
I agree with that.
All right. So one thing that occurs to me is that this sort of difficult line drawing problem that we're having with all of these hypotheticals, is this a private act or a public act, is being necessitated by that assumption. Because of course, if official acts didn't get absolute immunity, then it wouldn't matter. We wouldn't have to identify which are private and which are public, correct?
That, in fact, is the approach of the D.C. Circuit. There's no determination that needs to be made.
Right, but I'm just making, so to the extent we're worried about, like, how do we figure out whether it's private or public, we have to understand that we're only doing that because of an underlying assumption that the public acts get immunity. So let me explore that assumption. Why is it, as a matter of theory, and I'm hoping you can sort of zoom way out
enough. Why is it a matter of theory? We're not talking about theory. Justice Roberts, to his credit, intervenes. He goes, we're not dealing with theory here. We're not dealing with hypotheticals. We better be very careful about how we rule on this, because this has never before happened. Let's let the adults in the room speak. Play his Trump's attorney, John Sauer, number three. Who pretty much says what I just told you, well, what you're describing is what we've had for 234 years, ma'am.
Benjamin Franklin said, as we view the prosecution of a chief executive as something that everybody cried out against as unconstitutional. And what George Washington said is, we're worried about factional strife, which will...
No, I'm also, let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office? It's right now the fact that we're having this debate because OLC has said that presidents might be prosecuted. Presidents from the beginning of time have understood that that's a possibility. That might be what has kept this office from turning into the kind of crime center that I'm envisioning. But once we say, no criminal liability, Mr. President, you can do whatever you want, I'm worried that we would have a worse problem than the problem of the president feeling constrained to follow the law while he's in office.
You ought to be worried about Biden, ma'am. You're describing Joseph Robinette Biden.
Is the regime we've operated under for 234 years. There has not been an expectation based on 234 years of unbroken political...
All right, let me ask you another question.
It says shut up. Stop the tape. Shut the... up. Well, let me ask you another hypothetical question. What is it with these people and their dreams? They project all of their diabolical and sinister plans on us. Well, this is... We had presidents. Somebody brought up, I saw one of the tweets that I saw about this. Using her and Sotomayor, these two quack dingbats, using their two sets of illogic, passing as or being passed off as logic, or as judicial reasoning, you say. Jimmy Carter could have thrown the book, pointed a special prosecutor, and could have prosecuted Gerald R. Ford for pardoning Nixon. This would have been presidential misconduct of the highest order. He would have violated that statute if what they're saying is correct, by the clear language of it. And I forget who it was that said this, but like Ford could have been prosecuted by Carter. Here's another one. Bush could have prosecuted Reagan for Iran-Contra. And now that's coming from me. Justice Thomas or Alito didn't say that. But am I the only one that remembers the Iran-Contra? What did President Reagan do? No, I don't know that Reagan was wrong about this. I mean, it turns out, historically speaking, that it was a pretty dumb thing to do. But at the time, what was the gist of the Iran-Contra was to get money from one source and funnel it to another, like kind of on the black ledger, to bring about a net good. But that's a deal that was pretty much privately made. Could Bush 43 or 41 have gone in there and prosecuted Reagan for Iran-Contra? Well, using Jack Smith, Biden, and the rest of the left-hard left's reasoning, hell yeah, he could have. He might have even won. Who knows?